May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. A reading from Ezekiel. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Lent is a time of preparation for Easter. And I'm sure that many of you have already started making some arrangements for Easter Day. Some of you may have already bought some ingredients for the family meal. Well, some by may be making travel plans to visit family, distant family members, or be on vacation. Others are working on colored eggs, I mean, if you can afford them, and making Easter baskets for the kids and grandkids. Scripture tells us of the importance of preparation. And so we read in Proverbs, the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. Jesus also shows us the value of preparation in the parable of the 10 virgins, which I'll read. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise ones took oil, flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Lord shall come." That's kind of an old-time thing. I think we've all heard it a lot of times. And of course, what it means is that be prepared. You never know. The Boy Scouts always say that, be prepared. Be prepared. But so how do we be prepared? How are we to prepare? We hear the word of the Lord among us here with our brothers and sisters. We take the body and blood of our Savior to strengthen our faith, and we do as commanded. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without somebody preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As St. Paul says here to the Romans and to us, we must tell our families, our neighbors, and all that would hear the good news about our salvation, about the greatest news that we are promised, about a perfect, everlasting life that is to come. Ezekiel tells us in today's reading how God has already planned Easter for us. And it will be the best Easter ever. First, we are told that he will gather us into our own land. God will bring us all together in the unity of the true faith and fellowship. Now, what a wonderful promise that is. No longer will there be divisions in his church. This church will be located in the promised land. And that promised land is described in Revelation. Then I saw a new house and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Think of that. No more cancer, no more arthritis, no more loneliness, no more death. All who believe in God's word and promise receive these things. Ezekiel tells us how God has given us the ingredients for a life in his new land. First of all, he sprinkles clean water on us, and by doing this, we are washed clean of sin. In 1 Peter, we read, baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we proceed through Lent, we meditate on what we have done to disappoint and rebel against our Heavenly Father. We can remember that we have been forgiven, and in our baptism, as Mark says, whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. This assures us that it's always available for our comfort, as we read in Romans 6. In other words, your baptism, don't forget it. It's always there. Romans 6, we were therefore buried with him through the baptism in the death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now, not only will we be gathered into a new land, washed clean from sin, but we are also promised a new spirit, one that changes our hardened hearts and opens our closed ears to the good news of God's love for us through the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus. When we are baptized and when we hear God's word and believe what it says, we become his obedient children, much different from the stones that we were. Isaiah tells us, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. In Luke, we read, blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. And in Corinthians, we hear, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. We hold Lenten services to both bring to mind how much we really deserve God's wrath, but we also give him thanks for all the gifts that he has given us while we were still rebellious. 2 Peter says this well. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. From these promises given to us this season of Lent, we will see fulfilled not only at Easter, but on that great day when our Savior returns and establishes a new earth and even a superior Eden for all who will believe and call upon his name. During the season of Lent, may we remember our desperate need for his forgiveness and be assured that he has granted us forgiveness because of this great sacrifice of his Son. All this we ask in his name. Amen.